We're doing the laws of Shabbos. We're up to the 61st chapter. We're discussing the prayer, Mincha, Kabbalah, Shabbos. And then we say chapter 2 of Tractate Shabbos, otherwise known as Bameh Madlikin. When we conclude that chapter, what do we say? Shlosha dvarim tzarich adam lomar betoch beito erev Shabbat im chashecha. The final Mishnah says there are three things every person has to say within their home in that afternoon of Friday as the sun is setting, as it's getting dark. A person has to say, Isartem, have you tithed? Is all the fruit kosher and ready for Shabbos? Eiravtem, have you prepared the Eruv? Do we have the capacity to carry around here? And then Hadliku etaner. Okay, guys, let's light the candles. Shabbos is coming. So that's our responsibility. So some Ashkenazim don't say it, you know, the Nusach Sfarad, they say Kigavna, but this is our custom. Now, when Yom Tov falls out on a Friday, so then you're going from Yom Tov into Shabbos. Being that on Yom Tov, you cannot say Isartem, have you tithed, because on Yom Tov we don't take off a tithe. And on Yom Tov you also have more time on your hands. You're not so busy. So ordinarily when Yom Tov leads into Shabbos, everything's ready. You don't have to come and remind everyone, hey, did you deal with A and B and C? Because technically things are more or less ready. So that's why we don't say the Mishnah Bameh Madlikin, because the whole point of saying it was to remind them to tithe. No one's tithing on Yom Tov. To remind them to prepare, everyone's basically prepared. So we don't say Bameh Madlikin. there's also a minhag that on Shabbos Chanukah we don't say Bameh Madlikin. Some have that custom, because one of the things we mention in the Mishnah of Bameh Madlikin is that on Shabbos you shouldn't use certain oils, because those oils they don't light well, and then on Shabbos you might come to dealing with the flame on Shabbos. Chazal didn't want you dealing with the flame. It's very easy to transgress the biblical prohibitions by when you deal with the oil and the flame. So on Hanukkah, you're allowed to use those oils with your Hanukkah candles. It's only for Shabbos that you're not allowed to use it. So that's why some have the custom not to say it on Shabbos Hanukkah, because those oils really are kosher for the Hanukkah candles. And some, he says, today the custom is that when Yom Tov falls out on a Shabbos, they don't say it, and on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, and on Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos, people don't either say Bameh Madlikin. He says this is a new custom. Okay, that brings us to the conclusion of the 64th chapter.